We're back at SEC Media Days here on Press Row, and we're joined by Alabama linebacker Dylan Moses. Dylan, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
I know you're going to have to answer this question a bunch, but it's not every day y'all end the season the way y'all did. What was it like, and how long did that take to kind of get over?
It was a bad taste in our mouth, you know, but we had to learn from it, obviously. Watch the film on it, you know, we got better from it. Now we have to play with our chip on our shoulder.
You know, when you look at you, I mean, you had the attention from the get-go. You were one of the top prospects in the country. How much of an adjustment was it getting to Alabama and kind of making your way to where you are now?
It wasn't really an adjustment. You probably already know I went to IMG Academy
right. My
senior year. So it was kind of like that. Well, they were kind of similar as far as like the workout plan. So it was easy transition.
What is it like kind of getting to Alabama and everybody right. Is a five-star? And so you kind of are four-star, five-star, and you just kind of – sometimes you have to wait your turn. You may not be the best player at day one when you walk on. I knew that was kind of new for you. What was that adjustment like?
It wasn't really too much of an adjustment because, like I said, I went to IMG and, like, we had five-stars and four-stars there too. So the only difference was just the fact that I had to wait my turn, you know, which I didn't mind because the guy I was sitting behind was a first-round draft pick, so –
What did, you know, when you look at the way last season, what did Clemson do that no one else has kind of done against an Alabama defense?
They just really game planned against us really well, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't a matter of them having better athletes. They just, you know, were more prepared than us, you know, and I give them credit for that. They were a great team. They were the better team that day.
All right, now you have been in the consciousness and recruiting since you were in middle school. What was your best Pee Wee football game? Like, do you have like 10 touchdowns in a game?
Yeah, I actually did. Well, not 10, but I would say it was 6 touchdowns. It was like in our little championship game,
right.
I guess you can call it.
On 7 carries.
Nah, not 7 carries. It was 6 touchdowns. I remember that game like it was yesterday. It was a muddy field and all of that. I think I was like 9. I was 9.
Favorite Saban story?
Whenever I was a recruit, you know, walking into the his office for the first time, and he pressed his button to close the door. And I looked at the door. I was like, who closed the door? that was the most funniest thing.
And how much heat did you get growing up where you grew up picking Alabama over LSU?
I got a lot of heat, and I'm still getting heat to this day. Not really, like, you know, directly, but indirectly. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't really, you know, feel any ways towards it anymore, but, you know, I'm good.
Favorite moment at Alabama to this point?
Winning the national championship 2018. Or 2017 national championship, but that was the best moment.
Well, Dylan, listen, congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, and congratulations and best of luck for a big season in Tuscaloosa.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dylan Moses, the Alabama linebacker, joining us. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row as we broadcast from SEC Media Days here in Hoover, Alabama on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.